Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Shofax and For Favor Life, where we walk through the process of there. This process is the process of faith, where while God takes us to the place where we've never been before, and He commands His glory, His promise, His word, His life, His truth to be revealed in us, through us, as He refines us, as He trusts us, as He adds to us, as He makes us, and then causes us to be a blessing to every nation and every generation that we touch. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today we're going to be going a little further into looking at the lives of people in the Bible and seeing them as everyday people, not superhuman individuals, but everyday individuals who trust God, believe God, take Him at His word, and God proves Himself to them. And we see their lives tailored to ours, even though it's a different time and a different century. We still see that the word never fails, and it is the same word that is manifest in our lives, and it has the power to do exceedingly abundantly far above what we ask, think, or even imagine. Today, the Lord brought me to Joseph again, and he said he wanted me to just talk about being trusted in trouble and still doing good and showing His glory. And sometimes that's hard for us to do, especially when we see ourselves not being treated in the fashion that we need to be, or in the place that we need to be, or in the aspect of what we think we should be. But we have to trust the Word of God and trust what God is saying concerning us, even in those periods and those times when it looks like we're the underdogs, when it looks like we're not coming out on top. It's not working in our favor. It's not looking like what God says, and someone else is benefiting from our giftings, our talents, our obedience, or even our place of being tried. You still have to hold on to your integrity. You still have to believe that God's word for your life is going to come to pass, and it will not fail you, just as God will not fail you. We're going to look at Genesis, the 39th chapter, verses 2 through 6. And then verses 20 through 23, then Genesis 41. And we're going to look at verse 41, 45, 46, and then 53 through 55. So those are the verses we're going to look at quickly and receive what God has to say to us today. Joseph is now here at this place, and we see that there are three different occasions as you look at his life where he has been trusted in trouble to do good, to show good, and someone else is benefiting from his place of being betrayed or seemingly betrayed by his brothers. We see here in the Genesis 39, 2 through 6, it says that as it turned out, God was with Joseph and things went very well with him. He ended up living in the home of his Egyptian master. And his master recognized that God was with him and saw that God was working for good in everything that he did. He became very fond of Joseph and made him his personal aide. He put him in charge of all his personal affairs, turning everything over to him. From that moment on, God blessed the home of the Egyptian, all because of Joseph. The blessings of God spread over everything he owned, at home and in his fields. All that Potiphar had to concern himself with was eating three meals a day. Three meals a day. The 20th verse says this: even after Joseph was thrown in prison because his wife, Potiphar's wife, wanted him, we see here it says this: Joseph's master took him and threw him into jail where the king's prisoners were locked up. But there in jail, God was still with Joseph. He reached out in kindness to him, put him on good terms with the head jailer. The head jailer put Joseph in charge of all the prisoners. He ended up managing the whole operation. The head jailer gave Joseph free rein, never even checking on him, because God was with him. Whatever he did, God made sure it worked out for the best. And then when we look at the 41st chapter, going down to the 41st verse, it says this: So Pharaoh commissioned Joseph. I'm putting you in charge of the entire country of Egypt. Then we go down, and it says this. Lord, I love you. Joseph took up his duties over the land of Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he went to work for Pharaoh, the king, in Egypt. As soon as Joseph left Pharaoh's presence, he began his work in Egypt. And this is what I want you to understand. There are times when it looks like other people are prospering and on your gifting, your anointing, and that you're making someone else look good and be blessed because of the position and the place that you're in. But you have to understand, Joseph was being prepped for something greater. He went from Potiphar's house to the jailhouse to being the second assistant with Pharaoh. But everything that he was going through was prepping him for the position with Pharaoh. He had to be trusted in someone's home, and then he had to be trusted over other people. See, he started off in Potiphar's house and Potiphar's affairs. So it started off with a household first and the household affairs. And then it went to other people. Even though he was in prison, he was still in charge of other people's well-being. He was being prepped for going to Pharaoh's house, Pharaoh's kingdom, and then ruling over not just one, a few, but nations of people and providing for them. And everyone was being benefited off of his giftings because God was with him. But God was doing that so that favor could be seen, so that favor could be shown, and he was getting glory out of Joseph's life, even in a place or position that looks like he was not being blessed. You've got to understand your boss, the ministry you're working for, even things that you're doing in ministry, that even though it looks like you're not being blessed or being benefiting truly from what God is telling you to do, yet don't you give in. Don't give up. Don't start repaying evil because it looks like you're being taken for granted. The place that you're in right now is preparing you for exaltation. It is preparing you for the next place. It is preparing you for what God has for you, and you have to be trusted with what God is telling you. Something's going to happen for you because you're blessing someone else. What you're making happen for someone else, God is going to make happen for you, but you've got to be diligent. You've got to endure. Whenever you begin to move and operate, there will be those who will hate you and come against you and lie against you, and they will envy you. But even in that, you cannot even allow that to even take a hold of you, grab a hold of you. Acts 7 and 9 says this. It says, but those, and I'm reading this out of the Message Bible, it says, but those, then those fathers, and then in the other interpretation, it says the patriarchs, it says, burn up with jealousy when Joseph went off to Egypt as a slave. God was right there with him. God was right there with him through it. But he not only rescued him from all his brothers, but brought him into the attention of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He was so impressed with Joseph that he put him in charge of the whole country, including his own personal affairs. What you're doing is setting you up. Don't get tired, don't get weary, don't get in a place where you're distressed or distraught because it looks like you're being treated unfair or you are not being recognized. God is setting you up for something greater. As his word says in Psalms 1 and 3, he says, God will do this and be this unto you if you trust him and know that it's all going to work out. He says in his words in Psalms 1 and 3, he says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That means God's going to plant you in rivers that flow with living water, life, with that which causes you to thrive, to flourish, to grow, to increase. And he says that when we look at this, it says that brings forth its fruit in season, whose leaves also not wither. and whatsoever he does shall prosper. In other words, God is saying, time is not going to wither your leaves. Time is not going to cause you not to prosper. Time is not going to make you not have what you need. Time is not going to make you lose anything. Abraham did not have to make room for himself or announce himself when he was going into Canaan. God did the announcing. God made room for Abraham. God made his enemies and those nations recognize that the hand of God was on him. It provided an open door of favor and blessings. So you don't have to worry about if you're going to be blessed, if it's going to work out for your favor, if it's going to work out for your good. God is going to make sure that it does. No matter what, you're going to bring forth fruit in every season of your life. Your leaves are not going to wither. You're not going to be without. God is going to bless you and cause you to prosper. He's going to cause you to grow. Then you read down a little bit further in that same book of Psalms of chapter 1 and verse 4, it says the ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind drives away. You got to understand the ungodly cannot prosper like you when you do it God's way. They cannot be blessed like you, and they cannot have the favor like you. I don't care what it looks like in their life right now. When you do it God's way, the blessings of God commands room to be made for you. God allows the dream that he's given you, even like he gave with Joseph, not to die. Your dream cannot be killed or destroyed because your dream came from God. It cannot be destroyed. I don't care how many lies are being told. I don't care what people are doing. It cannot be destroyed. God is going to make sure that dream comes to pass. He's going to make sure that it works in your behalf. And this is what you have to understand. Job, the 23rd chapter says this, and I like this because I want you to understand this. It says, because you get in a place where even folks who are supposed to know you don't understand you, and they even try to mock you. They even try to say, well, if God told you all of these things, these wonderful things, why isn't it working out or happening in your life? Even the situations of your life try to prophesy against the will of God. But you cannot allow those things to dictate the dream that God has given you. Job 23 and 10 says, but he knows where I am. And when I'm done, in other words, when he finishes with me, when I cross over, when he finishes examining me, all that he wants to see, all that he wants done in my life, everything that's going to be done is going to pass. I'm going to pass the test with honors. And when I pass the test, and you're following God closely, what's going to happen? Your feet and your footprints of walking with God is going to lead you to the place of blessings and prosperity. There is nothing that God would withhold from you because it's yours. It belongs to you. It's already yours. It's already in your favor. It's already going to work out the way that God says. It says here, it says, but he knows where I'm at. Don't worry about where you're at. He knows where I'm at and what I've done. He can cross-examine, talking about God, all he wants. I'll pass the test with honors. I'll follow him closely, my feet and his footprints, not once swerving from his ways. I'll observe every word he's spoken. And not observe it, I'll obey his advice. I'll treasure it. When your friends come to you and even act like Job's friends, understand it's okay. Because Job's friend said to him, if you're innocent and upright, as you say, it's not too late. He'll come running to you. He'll set everything in order again, reestablish you and your fortune. Even though you're not much like that, you'll end up better. When you know you're doing what God says, don't even worry about it. It's going to turn and work in your favor. Still give give everything you've got for the glory of God and watch God be glorified through you, even if it looks like someone else is prospering over what you're doing. The blessings of God is on your life, and time and chance happens to everyone, as it says in Ecclesiastes. In other words, time is coming around again. And if you look at that verse in Ecclesiastes 9 and start reading from that 11th verse, you'll see it's not about anything else, but God commands time to yield itself in your favor, to give you what you have need of, and to bless you in your due season. Don't give up.
Don't stop being the losing your integrity because it looks like you're not good at that. You do what God says. Thank you so much for joining me in Favor Life. Be blessed and watch God prosper you even in a hard place. In Jesus' name.